This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. If you are one of the brave souls traveling this summer, you've surely noticed airfares have been on the rise, and most of the major airlines are reporting healthy profits. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Earlier this week, Delta Airlines and U.S. Airways reported profits above analysts' expectations. United didn't do so well, but that's largely because of complications from its messy merger with Continental. But all the consolidation among airlines means fewer seats are available. Ultra-low fares are a thing of the past. And then there are those extra fees. Airline analyst Richard Abulafia says, get used to it.
People have this image, oh, they're charging more and more for a sandwich. There must be a bunch of billionaires in a back room with monocles and top hats, and they're getting rich at our misery. It really wasn't like that at all. It was a story of bankrupt carriers and just general economic unpleasantness.
Abulafia says the surviving airlines can't charge rock-bottom fares if they want to stay afloat. And he says even with stable fares, they have to contend with fickle fuel prices and corporate travelers who are getting more cautious because of the sluggish economy. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.